Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Deb Pizzamenti with Suncoast Mental Health Center. Suncoast, along with Martin Health System, will offer a free symposium to commemorate World Suicide Prevention Day on Friday, September 29th at the Port St. Lucie Community Center on Eroso Boulevard. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Deb, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. We so appreciate your having us.
Let's talk a bit about the numbers with suicide before we get to the symposium. Do the numbers change over the years?
They actually took a little bit of a spike, which was surprising. But the numbers that are most startling to us at Suncoast Mental Health Center, where our greatest population of client is children, are that preteen girls are the second largest growing demographic of folks in this country that are choosing to end their lives by suicide. And we find that startling. It's certainly hurtful to hear something like that, where girls between the ages of 10 and 14 think that suicide is the answer. We believe that the cognitive behavioral therapy that we offer at Suncoast could certainly change or save one of these children's lives if someone is aware that we have these programs out there.
What has caused this upsurge in preteen girls contemplating suicide?
There are so many things that we could point to, Drew. I mean, you just don't know unless you're in the head of this child. Anxieties, pressures from their peers, pressures in school. They're striving to be perfect. They're striving to keep up with whomever they're competing with or viewing on their social media, their handheld devices and what have you. There's so many things that you can point to. But once again, if they're just detached for a few minutes, unplug for a few minutes, have a conversation, look for these sort of signs and symptoms in these young women, these young gals. And if you can't help them as a parent or a teacher, then certainly find a local resource that will.
And that's kind of what I was alluding to, that social media may be playing into this
stress. It's quite possible. I believe so. And there are studies that do show that.
And the number one group for suicide still middle-aged white men?
Yes. Yes. And again, the pressures of the outside world. There is no job security anymore. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's a lot.
I'm speaking today with Deb Pizzamenti with Suncoast Mental Health Center. Now, tell me about the symposium that's coming up on Friday, September 29th. What will be going on and who is it for?
It's for the community at large. Anyone may join us. We have three guest speakers that are coming in. We have the Director of Emergency Services for Martin Health Systems at Tradition Medical Center. And he's just going to come in and share with our guests current statistics, what they see as an emergency health provider. We also have a person from our staff, Charmaine LeFleur. She's going to share with teachers and other providers that may be in the audience signs and symptoms, things that they could look for that may be leading or may be leading to thoughts of suicide, as well as to share some of the things that we see at Suncoast. And finally, we have a guest speaker that will share her personal story, Crystal Hutchinson. Her father chose to end his life a number of years ago. Since that time, Crystal has taken in a personal evolution, looking through her therapeutic past and determining, you know, what are some of these little imprints on her DNA where she could say, had I had some therapy or some counseling services when this happened, my life would have been different. Granted, she's got a great life and she'll be the first to tell you that, but it is sort of a journey to get back to normalcy if you want to. We also have some partners that are coming in. Again, the Chapter One Foundation, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. West Palm Beach is going to send, the Veterans Administration will be sending some folks up. Locally, the 211 chapter will be here. And those folks will be able to share resources with people that come to listen to the free event. We were kind enough to have donated to us from Panera Bread a light continental breakfast. So it'll start at 7:45 in the morning with networking. And we hope to have everyone out by 11 so that they could have the rest of their afternoon to get back to work and school and whatever they need to do.
I've been speaking today with Deb Pizzamenti with Suncoast Mental Health Center. We'll have a link to Suncoast as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Deb, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. It's always my pleasure to see you.